Are you out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Your mind, your mind, your mind.
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin, hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't think about this as a problem of marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know, they're not often discussed in purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show. With your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Friday, everybody. It's Crab Diving Live, blasting at you from Pensacola, Florida, the Redneck Riviera, USA. It's a little bit after 2 p.m. on the Pacific Coast, a little bit after 5 if your ear holes be sucking us in live out east. If it ain't that time, perhaps you're listening to us as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network, streaming for you 24/7, or you've downloaded us as a podcast at iTunes, at Stitcher, or at crabdiving.com. However, whenever, wherever, with whomever, drinking whatever, eating whatever, 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 you, however you receive us, we appreciate the flippin' fuck out of it.
Leave me the fuck alone!
We're gonna be here for the next couple of hours, taking on bullshittery. Happy Faithless Friday.
Fuck you.
We're gonna let our atheism dangle out a little bit more than usual.
Ooh, yes.
Fuck you, fuck you, fuck you!
There you go. A lot of that going to be going on. And to that we say...
Yay! That's amazing.
Lori Baker providing us with a new drop.
Yay!
My name's Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer. And today's the big G20 summit day where Putin and Trump scissor each other. Is that correct?
It happened. The scissoring hath done happened.
Oh, yes.
I'm sure that's going to be as soon as my stuff starts to open here. That'll be the headline.
Oh, my God.
I don't see how it can't.
You know, it's so funny. I was listening to MSNBC this morning, kind of like trying to surmise what they think is going to happen between Trump and Putin. And they're going at it as if we have a sane president and this is a normal kind of thing. And sort of, I don't hear anybody mentioning the fact that his administration colluded with Russia during the election. And maybe they're still colluding. I mean, you know?
Well, yeah, they might have just had a meeting.
Right. I mean.
Please clap.
Yes. God, Jeb, you suck. You couldn't beat Trump. You loser.
Tweet us during the show, if you like, at Crab Diving, one word, CRABDIVING. You can also hurl us a message over at our Facebook page. Facebook.com/crabdiving, where all the cool kids hang out.
Oh, yes.
And don't forget, if you want to help us out here at Screaming Liberal Media, you can buy things through our Amazon portal.
Yummy!
If you're going to buy shit on the internet, use our hole.
Oh, yes.
Well, often.
Yes, use it liberally.
It's gaping and ready for you.
Gaping, just like our shitty government, right?
And crabdiving.com/Amazon, whatever you buy, we get a little nibble, a little taste, doesn't cost you fuck all.
Hello.
Just helps us out here at Crab Diving.
Right.
And don't forget, immediately following this show, if you'd be listening live, a brand new episode of K-Boys, A Voice of Resistance.
Viva la resistance, fuck you.
Listen to everything oui. Here on the network.
Yeah.
Yay!
Hey.
God, Lori Baker, Jim Baker's wife, is bananas.
The, God, I think I saved a, there was a story about him I hadn't seen from a few months ago, just about he's back, basically. Like, how does somebody who goes to a prison for defrauding the moronitude
yes.
out there bounces right back? And finds a more flock, just eager to suck at the teat.
Ooh, yes.
Of Jesus, or, you know, whatever.
Right. Listen, I'll tell you how. Jesus, you said it. Jesus, that's how. That's the only industry where you can fucking lie your ass off, ask for a little quote-unquote faux forgiveness from Sky God, and people are right back in your shit.
Yeah, I don't get it.
Well, you're a fucking atheist. Why would you get
That's
it?
That's right. We have some stuff going on here. Ooh. Some couple of follow-ups.
Crab diving follow-up.
And all kinds of stuff. Let's get to the headlines. I'm sure it's about Uncle Nipples.
For these mainstream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
From the Crab Diving News Studios, high atop the Crab Diving Tower, Pensacola, Florida, Dateline July 7th, 2017.
The year of our Lord.
These are your headlines. A couple of buttons fucked up on the board. I think that was my fault, dropping something on it earlier.
Oh, shit,
man. Cords from it. Oh, it looks like it flipped something. It's all right now. Everything's great.
Oh, shut up. Shut the fuck up, too.
Over at the Commie Pinko Liberal.
It be.
HuffPost.
Hello, eat my dick.
The.
With a fork.
Headline says, Deflection Day, Russian hack in the past.
Oh, God. Let's turn over a new leaf. Let's just put all this bullshit behind us, won't you? Won't we?
The, It says President Donald Trump and Russian President Vladdy Putin
necked
met at the G20 in Hamburg, Germany. The first face-to-face meeting between them. They were supposed to chat.
Right.
Each come once within 30 minutes during their chat.
Did they lay down plastic for this meeting?
And it turns, I saw that tweet a few times. That they had to delay their meeting because they were laying down the tarps.
Man.
During the hours long, it took 2.5 hours. It was supposed to take 30.
Ooh.
Even though they say you should probably cut it in half because of the whole translation thing. Okay. You know, Putin speaks English. He just don't.
You would think, well, he was a spy, correct? He worked for the KGB and was a gumshoe type.
Interesting, there was a spy dude.
Yes.
Who was on the telly today, Pundering, and one of the anchors mentioned that Putin was like a spy master or something. He's like, let me just correct you there. He goes, no, Putin is a political master.
Right.
A politics master.
Yes.
And a disinformation propaganda master. He said, but his KGB career, if you actually look at what he did and where he was stationed, he wasn't all that great.
Wasn't
like the leader or anything. He was in the KGB. He wasn't, I don't believe, the head of the KGB.
So he was no spy master.
This guy seemed to spread some manure over that alleged allegation.
Was he the key master?
Alleged allegation.
Was he the key master?
I don't know. Rex Tillerson apparently was taking notes. He was the secretary.
Right.
In this meeting with, apparently it was Pootie, Trumpy, Tilly, and Lavery.
Oh, yes. God, what is wrong with Rex Tillerson's voice?
And then
have you ever heard him talk?
Allegedly he sounds like the parents on Peanuts. And two translators. So that was all that was in the room. Most people who've dealt with Pootie, et cetera, before in these matters say this is kind of weird. It's very weird and not a great idea that the McMaster should be in there, the head of the NSA.
Yeah, why not?
And there was another person in Trump's cabinet, lower level, but she's a uber expert on Russia, speaks fluent Russian. So she would know if they're getting duped or scammed or, you know, any translation fuckery. And not there.
Why?
I don't know.
Why would you not want that guy in there?
Probably Vlad was showing movies.
Oh yes, and I'm not really impressed with the adults in the room like McMaster and Tillerson around Trump because they're doing is propping his ass up.
Tillerson is waiting for $500 billion to be released if these sanctions are dropped. So
you think that
with his beloved Exxon?
Well, wait, you don't think he didn't put that out of his mind? Don't think about that $500 million, okay? You know what I mean?
Blah.
What's wrong?
Don't brush your teeth and then have Guinness.
Oh, yeah.
Blah.
But it still feels the same.
Gross.
It's not gross. It's alcohol.
Well, it tastes bad. The effect will be the same.
Oh, yes.
So there you go. The meeting happened. Our Rex Tillerson is saying, I'm not buying it, but okay. Rex Tillerson basically was saying, well, Trump opened up with the Russian meddling. And they had some pretty strong, let me see what the exact adjective that Rex Tillerson used.
Blah, 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 fuck you, blah, 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 fuck you.
They were supposed to meet for 30 and ended up for 2.5.
Oh, shit.
They say the meeting was so long, Tillerson said that Melania was sent in to encourage them to hurry up.
Hello, everyone's waiting for you. Hurry up. What the fuck is taking you so long?
She doesn't want Trump to hurry up and come back from anything.
Well, yeah, and why send her? Aren't there toadies?
Aren't there people?
Well, right. Excuse me, Mr. Presidents. Let's move this along. Let's,
hey guys.
You know, somebody pull out and let's go.
Although I will say this, it's the two top nuclear powers on the motherfucking planet.
Arguably.
Right. But what are they waiting on? I mean, what's more important than this meeting? That's odd to me. What would be more important than Putin and Trump meeting? I mean, what would they end early for or end to go do?
Yeah, right.
I mean, who cares, right? I mean, that's kind of a strange one to me.
God knows they don't want to be sitting in with the rest of the G20 talking about climate change and all those silly libtard things, globalizations and free trade and stuff.
Oh, fuck that.
We don't want to be there.
I'm going to hang out with Vlad.
I want to reach around Vlad.
Ooh, yes. Pee on me, someone. I'm bored.
I want Vlad to reach around me. It's probably more of them.
Hey, they want it all. All holes filled at the G20, baby.
Tillerson said the two discussed Russian interference in the U.S. election, probably from a great job, Vlad. I can't believe you guys did so well.
There were lots of high fivings.
Tillerson said that Putin denied any involvement.
No, okay.
Of course.
Oh, geez.
While asking, where's your evidence?
Right.
Where's evidence Russian interfere?
But 17 agencies said there's evidence of things of that nature.
That's kind of the counting vampire on...
Oh, yeah. Sesame Street.
Sesame Street. One, two, three.
That's a great character. I love the count.
The count.
Yeah.
So Tillerson said he thought it was a positive that, quote, there was not a lot of relitigating of the past.
Yes. Relitigating.
Like,
it just happened, though.
You fucked with our elections. You're still trying. We just caught you trying to hack into our nukes, the nuclear power plants.
Why are we meeting with him?
You fucker.
In a way, it's kind of odd that we're even meeting with this guy.
Because he knows the numbers of the hookers that I met with.
Oh, yeah.
And he's holding out.
Trump. Listen,
Svetlana can get great arcage.
Anything that Vlad says you were up to or shows evidence of, no one will be surprised or shocked. Just let him share with the planet his fucking bullshit. You know what I mean? Nobody gives a shit. We get it. You're a big perv. Newsflash.
Tillerson told reporters after the meeting, I think both the leaders feel there's a lot of things in the past that both of us are unhappy about.
Oh, shut up, you fucking shill.
The perspective of both of them is this is a really important relationship.
If it's so fucking important, Vlad, why would you fucking shit fake news all over our fucking country? Why would you be hacking into our voter registration rolls? Why are you fucking with us?
I'm really hoping that it's a fuck up in translation, but I think Putin called Trump your excellency, which makes me fucking crazy.
Sounds like he's talking to Darth Vader.
Trump said to reporters, I think it's going very well.
Oh, he didn't know.
It's an honor to be with you, he said to Vlad.
Oh, it's an honor to be with you, President McPissian.
Putin, through a translator,
"Fuck you,"
said, "We spoke over the phone with you several times, but phone conversations are never enough. Oh. Never enough. Oh. Phone sex, not enough. I'm delighted to be able to meet you personally.
Oh, yes.
Wrap your little hands around my cock.
Oh, yes. Sucky, sucky, Jackie, Jackie's all around.
I want to look like I'm being jerked off by a doll.
You think that happened? Do you think they shared real dolls in there?
Ew, gross.
What a joke all this is. What theater?
And let's not forget, yesterday Trump said nobody really knows for sure that it was Russia, by the
way. Well, listen, what we don't know is the shit we don't know is because you aren't being forthcoming. And people that work for you aren't being forthcoming.
Liar, liar, moobs on fire.
Yes. He said moobs. fuck your moobs.
So that's the headline. Over to the HuffPo.
Nine.
Let's see how effusive and cum fountainy they can be over at the Drudge Report.
Be careful of that fountain.
That's a completely different.
It burns. It stains.
That's a different.
It's a different Faithless Friday.
Hometown buffet kind of thing.
Oh, yes.
God, since when does Drudge care about ad blockers? Apparently they do now. Over the Drudge Report.
Okay.
It says, "We are the world 2017. It's a picture of, you know, a whole bunch of the G20ers hanging out together. And right. It leads to a... God, they're in love with the Daily Mail over at the Drudge Report.
Wow.
Dailymail.co.uk.
But they're a reputable paper, right?
Oh, yeah.
If you're looking for news about Courtney Stodden, if anybody still remembers who the fuck that was, is still alive? I think so.
And typical paragraph headline, "A Dinner Diplomacy... Melania Trump sits beside Putin at G20 banquet after her husband confronted him on hacking the election, which Russian leader flatly denied." They make it sound like, God, this is fake. You know, they sat down there and said, "Let's tell them, Vlad, I'm going to tell them that I read you the riot act, that I spanked your little fanny like you deserve, like the bad boy you are for being in our election. And then you can be pretend that you're all huffy about it. And then we'll move on and say, let's move on for the future."
Or you know what happened? Bannon's like, "Okay, guys, I've got your lines. Here are your scripts. Your parts are highlighted. Let's run through it one more time. Let's just make sure we have it."
I think it's bullshit.
Oh, yeah.
I think it's
utter
bullshit.
This is all theater. This is a joke.
"We're going to tell them that we talked about the election and, you know, let's just move on."
And think about how much money Exxon stands to make when those sanctions get rolled the fuck back. He gets so much money. And we're supposed to be naive and think everything's above board. Oh, my God. Are we that stupid? Oh, yes.
Allegedly, according to the Daily Mail.
Fuck you.
Trump's conversation with Putin, it says that he brought up Russia's hacking of the 2016 presidential election, which Putin promptly denied. Yet.
Necked, I didn't.
Putin's probably like, "Go ahead, ask me.
He did a spit take into his vodka, is that true?
Vlad, did you stick your penis in our election without permission?
Hey, let me show you.
Did you Bill Cosby our election?
I stick it in Melania.
So it says, today's business out of the way.
Oh, yes.
The leaders enjoyed a concert and then a Friday night dinner in which the couples were split up and not seated with their spouses. Wife swap, international leader edition.
I got to tell you something. Okay, so they got done with business and then went to a fucking concert.
Vlad got the supermodel.
Super. You're telling me? They got through all the business. They talked about Russia hacking into our election. They covered all that bullshit.
Allegedly.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sure that went on for a long time.
Was there any mention of Paul Manafort and all that crap? Anything like that?
Or just how's he doing? How's the kids and the wife? How is Manafort? I love him.
What went on with Carter Page, you fucking dickhead? All that shit taken care of. Hey, let's go see a concert.
Possibly might have been.
I hate that guy. Another that they just go to a concert. Why the fuck do you go to a concert, have dinner, hang out with a guy that's sabotaging our fucking elections.
The new First Lady of France, Brigitte Macron.
Hey, fuck you.
Got to sit next to President Xi Jinping of China.
No shit. Okay. What'd they talk about?
Lots of translators all over the place.
No, no, only for Americans. I'm sure the Chinese motherfuckers know how to speak French, and French people can speak Chinese and all kinds of shit. We don't know how to do shit or say anything.
Pierre Trudeau was there.
Doing yoga.
Justin Trudeau, I mean. His father is not there.
Okay. That how the fuck do you know what... How the hell do you know the name of Justin Trudeau?
Because he was Prime Minister of Canada.
No, before?
It's one of those dynasties, yeah.
Really? I don't know shit about Canada. To me, they're just it's a big, cold place. And right now, their dictator works out. That's all I know about them.
Blame Canada.
Go fuck yourself.
Great movie.
Yeah. Wasn't there a party that Justin Trudeau went to and a bunch of other famous fuckers? Like some celebrities were hanging out in Europe and then...
Foam party?
Yeah, and Schittler didn't get an invite to this like celeb party.
Oh, I don't remember.
Nah, it was on Newsweek, I think.
I'm angry I didn't get an invite to your key party.
Yeah, like Timberlake was there and stuff.
So there you go. That's the headline also over at the... It's pretty innocuous over the Drudge Report. They just say... the headline just says, "We are the world 2017. It doesn't... Apparently, there's more protests today. You think they'd be doing some protest masturbation?
Oh yes. You know, is Drudge doing a "We Are the World" thing? Like,
yeah,
a reference to that song that no one fucking knows or remembers.
Well, then
that's stupid.
And that was about everything the Republicans are against and conservatives,
right?
Helping people, feed poor people. They don't
there
want
comes
any of
a
that.
Time when you heed a certain call when the world comes together as one.
And there were a few. There were a few brown people. Formerly brown Michael Jackson.
Yes, there are people dying. It's time to lend a hand. That's a lyric in there.
Right. It's time to teach them how to work. We're rewriting We Are the World.
It's time to get paid, baby.
For Republicans.
Man, what a bunch of fucksticks.
We are the world. White people are the world.
Right.
So there you go, ladies and gentlemen, and others. Those are your headlines.
Fuck you.
This lovely Faithless Friday.
Oh, yes.
Here on Crab Diving. I've got this morning.
Okay.
Our embarrassment in chief apparently took some time when, I don't know, he could be hanging out with another world leader and maybe helping our country.
Oh,
well, no,
that.
He had to do some tweeting.
Okay.
Because he was a pissy.
Right.
It was Festivus this morning.
No.
Hamburg, Germany style. and God, he's out of his fucking mind. This morning he tweeted.
God, what is wrong with this fucking
My
guy?
Experience yesterday in Poland was a great one. Thank you to everyone, including the haters.
He did not say
our president of the United States of America said, including the haters, for the great reviews of the speech. This is one of those, again, where the haters said, well, he didn't completely shit the bed.
Right.
Therefore.
Yeah. By the way, this is where this is the dangerous part. When he's not, when Trump doesn't sound like a lunatic, everybody poo-poos it. However, when he sounds moderately sane, everyone starts to suck his fucking dick and think, oh, he's acting presidential. Even MSNBC and all the libs, they start saying, oh, well, he didn't sound so crazy. You start getting complacent.
Right. And today they even had a pundit on the telly who commented just in that manner when they said, wait a second, what? Let's not normalize this.
There's nothing normal about this.
There's nothing normal happening here.
The guy walks out on stage, has a speech that doesn't sound as bananas as usual. That doesn't mean all of a sudden our country is going in the correct direction. It doesn't mean black people aren't getting shot to death unarmed. You know what I mean?
The next tweet.
After Poland had a great meeting with you know, it's like his diary. Dear diary.
You're right. It is.
This
oh my
tweet,
God.
After Poland had a great meeting with Chancellor Merkel even though I find her unattractive and would never grab her pussy.
Okay.
Oh, that's not what he says.
That's
After Poland had a great meeting with Chancellor Merkel and then with PM Shinzo Abe of Japan and President Moon, I said Moon, of South Korea.
Great. How did it go, Donald? Was it fun?
He's just letting us know he's
any
working.
Any food? Did you have any fabulous cake he's or yummy dessert?
Checking in, letting us know he's earning his shekels today.
He didn't mention anything that he had at the dinner, any food, because he usually does that. Fabulous cake, wonderful mashed potatoes, blah, 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 blah.
After yesterday's Festivus.
Yes,
to the international press. Well, the thing is, he gave that, he talks about even the haters who said I did a great job with my speech. They said, okay, well, he didn't send us to World War III with the speech. However, he had a press conference where he bashed two ex-presidents and of ours.
Right.
And shat upon the intelligence community. He's in front of the international community saying,
yes,
do you believe these are the guys who said we had WMDs? Which, by the way, they didn't. That's more bullshit. The intelligence community was like, we ain't so sure about this. And Cheney was like, yes, you are. Oh, yeah, you are. This is what you guys found. And this is what you're going to say, right?
Yeah. So
it's a lie that the intelligence community, that one dude that they talk about had the little aluminum tubes or something. That was the big thing, right?
Oh, yeah, that was total fucking aluminum bullshit. Tubes.
Right. It turns out that guy was not credible. And the intelligence community said that. Well, we've got this, but this guy ain't the best source. And Cheney said, oh, no, there's proof. Proof they got WMDs, right?
It's so crazy.
I don't know why I do Cheney as Edward G.
Like
Robinson,
I mean,
but
you know,
look that up, kids.
And everybody rolled over and fucking believed.
Oh, sure.
So disgusting. Yeah. Oh, there's that fucking dove again. Just landed on our fence right outside of Crab Diving fucking Studios.
So, yeah, he whined and pissed and moaned, humiliated two ex-presidents, bitched about the lying fake media again.
What a fucking dick. I mean, it's his whole attitude. It's his whole manner.
It's just a humiliating. He's really the ugly
is.
American.
Yeah.
He's the quintessential ugly American. And now these jerk offs are in charge.
He really is Mr. Potter from America. It's a Wonderful Life.
So the Festivus then continued with the next tweet. And this is, I've seen four or five articles about saying that this may be one of his most bizarre tweets thus far.
Holy shit.
That it just makes so much, that in 140 characters, to be able to fit so much bullshittery and lies in 140 characters,
okay,
I guess is a true skill.
Is it a haiku?
Everyone here
is
talking about why John Podesta. Okay, you're right. Let's just stop right there.
Is he going to talk about Spirit
the
Meals?
The G20. Shinzo Abe can't stop talking about Pizzagate. I mean, what is this fucker saying? Everybody here is talking about why John Podesta refused to give the DNC server to the FBI and the CIA. Disgraceful. Exclamation point. John Podesta had nothing officially to do with the DNC. He was Hillary's campaign manager. He didn't work for the DNC. The Podesta hacked emails are not the DNC server emails.
Right.
Which are also not Hillary's server in the bathroom. These are different dealios.
He's conflating it.
And
he's our conflator in chief.
Correct.
Yes.
The CIA had nothing to do with this. Why would he say the CIA wanted the server when the CIA ain't involved?
You know,
it's the FBI.
He has an understanding of American politics that of someone that watches Fox News all day. Really does.
And everyone here is, nobody's talking about Podesta.
He's surrounded by
who at the
G20
knows who Podesta is?
Who the fuck is advising him? Who gives him information? Who is responsible for getting him informed? They're failing horribly.
Well,
I mean, goddamn.
One of the people.
I'm a pioneer.
No shit.
Who's advising him?
But he's.
This is what I am. I'm a throwback.
Alex Jones wouldn't have conflated all that shit. I mean, he understands what the fuck
we've
is.
Got, we've got some Alex Jones
not happening.
Today too.
You know.
So yeah, I mean, there's. Nobody's talking about Podesta. That's a lie.
Nobody cares.
Nobody's except him.
Because it's not fucking real.
Nobody's talking. Like, I don't think Angela Merkel was like, oh, Mr. President Trump, so good to see you. I can't believe that shit with that Scheißenpuppen with yes. Podesta and those emails. Oh, I can't believe it.
You know, Angela, what you might be concerned about is NATO and Russia. And,
just a lie.
And bad actors in Europe that might try to fuck up all your Sundays.
So nobody's talking about it. That's a fucking lie.
Bullshit.
We tweeted, as yes. did many. I'm not claiming originality. Sorry, Don, those are the voices in your head. That ain't, nobody there is talking about it.
And that might well be the case. It might be voices in his motherfucking head, dude.
So that's a lie. The DNC, nobody's talking. Podesta had nothing to do with the DNC server.
Okay.
There's no server to give to the FBI.
Noted.
That's Hillary's server he's talking about. And the CIA also had nothing to do with it.
Oh, shit. So...
Yeah.
Why the fuck would he wake up and tweet about this shit?
Don't ask.
Is he not
he's
preparing for his day at the G20?
He's ill.
And by the way, where the fuck did he wake up anyway? He didn't even have a hotel reservation. This whole thing is right, fucking bizarre.
Then he tweeted, I look forward to all meetings today with world leaders.
No shit.
Including my meeting with Vladimir Putin. Ooh, I can't wait for my meeting with Vladdy. Much to discuss, he said.
You know what I don't understand? Like, he didn't make hotel reservations. Or somebody didn't. Whoever. Who cares? To save money, why doesn't this motherfucker just stay on Air Force One? Don't they have a whole bedroom for him?
I'm sure.
Place to sleep? God damn it. Just stay on the fucking plane, dickhead. It's probably nice.
Then he obviously had watched something other than Fox. Because every other sane pundit, every yes. other former politician,
yes,
even Republicans and conservatives shit. Were saying, oh, my God, he's going to be sitting in a room with Vlad. He's going to get played like a fucking harp.
Yes.
And sure enough,
yes,
he must have got wind of that because he got all butthurt about it.
God.
I will represent our country well and fight for its interests, exclamation point. Fake news media will never cover me accurately, but who cares? Exclamation point.
We all care.
We will MAGA.
He didn't say MAGA.
Hashtag MAGA.
Oh my God.
We will hashtag MAGA, exclamation point.
Trump, listen, yes, a lot of people hate you. I hate you, but for the good of the country, you know, don't take it personally. Nobody wants you giving away our secrets to Pootie. You might not know you're doing it, and you can do it. Does this make sense? How do you get through to this guy?
You don't.
Don't take it personally. We don't feel comfortable with you in a room by yourself with Vladimir Putin. A lot of people wouldn't do well against him.
You can just stop with, we don't feel comfortable with you.
We're not comfortable. We're not comfortable.
At all.
At least, you're right.
Podesta... To his credit.
Yes.
A little bit of a sense of humor.
Oh, great.
Tweets. Number one. This is seven tweets.
Number one.
On a cross-country road trip with my wife, pulled in for a pit stop in East Fairmount, West Virginia, to see that our whack job POTUS, real Donald Trump,
yes.
is tweeting about me at the G20. Next tweet.
Beep. Okay.
Turn the tweet. Get a grip, man. The Russians committed a crime when they stole my emails to help get you elected president.
Oh, boom. Shit, baby.
Next tweet. Maybe you might try to find a way to mention that to President Putin.
Right. Bring that shit up, motherfucker.
Number five. BT Dubs, by the
right.
way.
By the way.
BTW. By the way, I had nothing to do with the DNC.
You idiot.
God knows what you'll be raving about on Twitter by the time we get to Utah. And then his final tweet 7 hours ago. Dude, get your head in the game.
Dude.
You're representing the U.S. at the G20.
Dude, right. What did he mean when they get to Utah?
He's on a road trip with his wife.
Oh,
so
okay,
he's like,
okay.
Lord knows what you'll be tweeting about by the time we get to Utah.
That's funny. Oh, shit. It's got to be entertaining on some level if you're John Podesta. You're like, oh, look, I'm relevant because I like to have little spirit dinners at my house or whatever the fuck.
All right.
He got accused of. So stupid. Oh, my God. It's just, it's his presidency is more bizarre than I ever could have fucking imagined.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's.
Yeah. I mean, add that this whole batty. Russia bizarreness,
yeah,
which is causing his more massive insanity.
Massive.
But it's a bonus to us. I really think absolutely. There'd be a lot more Republican damage done right now if he hadn't been the whack job that he is, the nutball.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you know, that North Korea shit is still kind of unfolding. That's a little disconcerting.
Yes.
We don't know what he's going to do with that. We don't know. We don't know. He's just fucking, you know, taking shots at a guy who's trying to develop a long range nuclear weapon to fuck us up.
The
fucking with him.
A DNC spokesperson also responded to Schittler, said, number one, Podesta never ran the DNC. Number two, the DNC worked with the FBI to kick out the Russians and
yes.
worked with the Department of Homeland Security.
Mm-hmm.
Number three, did Putin make you tweet this before the meeting?
Hey, he might have. I mean, but that's the thing. We don't know. For all we know, Putin could be sending Trump directions on what you're supposed to do
and
for the day.
They
what
obviously
you're supposed to twat.
Don't give a fuck about optics because you have as many people around you as possible.
Yes.
And be as cool and calm and collected, not effusive. He also was way touchy, way handsy with Pooty.
Was he really?
Allegedly, Putin doesn't like to be touched. Like, don't hug him. Don't. Maybe. He doesn't like that shit.
Yes.
Trump did the double arm thing. Like, oh, I'm touching your arm when you're
maybe,
shaking his hand.
I mean,
then he patted him on the back a couple times.
That could be effective, though. I mean, that could be effective. For
cupped his sack a little bit.
That might help.
Ooh, you got a lot going on down
there. If you make somebody uncomfortable by doing something they're not accustomed to, it can throw them off their game.
But Putin, infinitely prepared, I'm sure, every possibility.
To be touched?
And was probably, sure. He probably knows what. Yes, absolutely. I think because they, unlike our president,
yes.
Putin studied the fuck out of the person that he was going to be meeting with, the adversary that he's going to be meeting with. Trump is like, I just want to look him in his beautiful blue eyes.
You know, it's just bizarre to me because it's like we got a president that's obviously unprepared. He doesn't know his shit. He's conflating all these stories that are even fake. And I would think there are certain moments in your life where if you don't prepare for them, well, then what are you going to prepare for? What do you choose to care about?
Yeah.
Being president, it would seem like there would be lots of moments like that. Like, if you're not going to be prepared for this, you're going to wake up in the morning and twat about bullshit, conflate a bunch of issues. You don't know what you're talking about. What does he give a fuck about? What does he care about?
He doesn't.
I don't get
he's,
this guy.
He's, that's what they've said about him all along. He's not an ideologue. He's a con man and a whore.
Whoever
the last person to have his ear.
Yes.
Wins.
And also, maybe he could be working under extreme pressure. I mean, if Putin has blackmail on him that's stressing him out, Putin's turning the screws. He's getting other screws turned. The walls are closing in.
Well, he's pissy because
know?
it delegitimizes his presidency, his massive win, his giant win, thinking that all those nasty illegals voted. And then if you say that Russia fucked with the election, that means he didn't win outright.
Right,
so
and also
he can't have that.
We don't know what is going to happen with him, but we know there is a possibility. Schittler could be impeached, and then this RICO shit could come down, and what if he's ruined? What if he's, you know, they take all his money and throw his fucking orange ass in jail? I mean, if that's a possibility in your life, that's got to make you act. The stress of that must make you act erratically, make you make poor decisions, make you look like a loon at times, I would think.
Yeah.
I don't know.
One would think.
But who knows? I mean, he is. And he's doing all that shit. And also, too, we don't know that he doesn't have dementia. What is it when you're senile and you're sundowning or some shit like that? I saw an article about that where, like, he had this moment, Trump, where he walked away.
There's a couple they had already.
Like, he just wandered away and somebody had to go get him.
I was walking towards my helicopter instead of my...
I might be getting the term wrong. Sundowning or, you know what I'm talking
sunsetting.
About? Sunsetting. Sundowning. Like that. Yeah, I don't know. Who knows? I'm not a doctor.
We started to play this a little bit yesterday, I believe it was.
Fuck you.
Let's finish this.
Let's finish this clip off, okay?
This is Sandy Rios.
Oh, God damn it. God, she's just atrocious.
Who was talking on her ridiculous radio program. She's from the American Family Association, a compatriot of sodomy-based marriage.
Brian Fisher. Says when gay people get married, he refers to it as sodomy-based marriage.
Yeah.
That's the stupidest fucking thing on the fucking
planet. Because that's all
they
think about.
Oh, yeah. What about their relationship?
They don't care about that.
Do they connect on some personal fucking level?
No, that requires empathy.
Right. Sodomy based.
American Christians.
Sounds like he's talking about
don't have that.
It's a sodomy based.
So
soup.
They had this Federation for American Immigration Reform, FAIR. Uh-oh. Yeah, exactly.
Fair.
It ain't great.
Yeah. Is it fair?
They hosted their annual radio press event in Washington.
Ooh.
Dozens of conservative talk show hosts convened.
Oh, God.
To interview prominent anti-immigration loonies.
Oh, geez. Lovely. Let me get a t-shirt.
Attending Sandy Rios of the American Family Association.
Was she the big poobah, the VIP at this shithole?
I don't know how big she is.
Yeah.
She claimed... here's an interview that she was giving with the president of FAIR.
Okay.
Dan Stein.
Fuck you, Dan.
About immigrants and immigration. We played the first half yesterday, which was this this president of FAIR, this lunatic who spun out every ridiculous anti-immigrant trope.
No, oh, God.
They're stealing all your jobs. They're killing everybody.
They're diseased. I actually heard someone say, we don't know that these Syrian refugees that could be led into this country.
We're going through his list of problems.
Are they diseased?
Right.
How fucking horrible.
Here's Sandy Rios. I'm going to pick it up somewhere in the middle.
Right.
You just got to hear what she has to say.
Surprisingly, the immigration issue is going to be dealt with one way or the other. Now, it's either going to be dealt with responsibly and reasonably, or it's going to be, you know, decided in the streets because the public's going to get so frustrated with, you know, total inaction.
Is that a threat?
Yeah. I don't know.
He's talking about in the streets being his people. The anti-immigrant people are going to settle it in the streets.
Oh, God. Listen, Loon. Calm the fuck down.
You know, Dan, I'm out and about a lot in different places geographically. I'm sure you are, too. And there are, when you're in Washington, D.C., or if you're in, like, Dearborn, Michigan, or if you're in, I don't know, Orlando, Florida, Los Angeles.
Washington, D.C.
I know where she's fucking
Dearborn,
going.
Michigan.
Dearborn, Michigan. There's a blacks. Shit ton of Muslims.
And blacks, yeah.
Yeah, and Orlando, that's where the gay people are, right?
And immigrants.
Right.
Angeles, and I could go on. It's often like a third world country. I view Northern Virginia, D.C. It's just, it's amazing. It's just amazing. And then I go to other parts of the country and it still looks like America. Nothing has changed. English is heard and things are running smoothly and
nothing's changed. English is heard and
things are running
so
smoothly.
So anywhere there are immigrants, it's a shithole.
You know, and it's so interesting that she uses the term, it's things are running smoothly.
Mm-hmm.
Meaning, if we're going to help immigrants like poor people, Syrians and things like that, that could prevent the country from running smoothly, meaning her white, privileged, fucking straight life, God forbid, it's interrupted or inconvenienced in the fucking least.
These immigrants cock everything up.
Hey, they're just trying to run from ISIS, you asshole!
America. Nothing has changed. English is heard and things are running smoothly and bathrooms are not. Listen, I'm being very in politic here, but as a female, I find, you know, bathrooms have just become unbearable because I think a lot of the people coming in just don't know basic hygiene, don't know how to handle modern amenities. And so.
Oh my God. These people coming in don't know how to use a toilet.
She is the worst,
person in the universe.
On the fucking planet, man. These black people don't know how to use the bathroom properly.
Immigrants. Oh, God. I walk into the bathroom in D.C. and there's just feces everywhere.
God, how fucking offensive is she, man?
She's an ass. Fucking asshole.
Hey, Sandy, I would rather.
She's a woman of God, Ryan.
Oh, yes. By the way, your God doesn't exist, you twunt. I'd rather spend anybody on the planet other than you. God, that's the shittiest fucking thing ever she could ever say. The idea that
they're so
we're not
icky.
Safe in our own fucking bathrooms because of these people of color.
Didn't Jesus wash people's feet?
Oh, yes. He was way into feet.
Didn't he?
That was his thing.
Hang out with lepers and dirty people and hookers and shit?
Right. He made one hooker his girlfriend, right? What's her face?
Possibly his
we're
wife.
Going to his list of problems.
If you.
Oh, really?
Talk to some historians.
No shit.
They think that Mary Magdalene had a bigger role even in the early church.
Yes.
The early Christian cult.
Right.
And
was she black?
That the penis possessors later whitewashed.
Right.
Or dick washed her.
I'm old dick washed.
Her importance out of the movement.
Fuck you. God. So wait a second.
Like, well, we don't want to have a woman be running one of our major cult divisions. So
Jesus was black.
Well, brown.
And he married a white woman.
No, who said that?
Well, right. What do you mean?
Who said Mary Magdalene was white?
Well, I just figured that
she's a Jew in the same place as he is. They didn't import
a
Ukrainian
second.
Hooker.
Are you telling me everybody in the Bible's black?
Some shipping cartons in
That's
Judea.
Awesome. Jeez. Why did Samuel Jackson never play Jesus?
Oh, that would be fucking awesome.
Oh, yeah.
I would cast him in a heartbeat.
Oh, yeah.
Too
old now, but.
So there you go. Sandy Rios.
Yes.
First of all, that creep saying this immigration issue is going to be dealt with one way or the other.
In the streets.
On the streets.
Well, you know, he is right. It is being dealt with on the streets. We have this ICE force rounding up people, deporting.
Yeah.
Bunch of bullshit.
These are the same horrible people that protested and yelled and threw things at those school buses. Of South American children.
This is fucked up.
Children.
Oh, God. How dicked up is this?
Remember how wonderful those people were.
Oh, yes. A bunch of assholes.
It is sundowning, by the way. I believe this is Marianne at Thread and Thumb. Thanks for tweeting us. Sundowning is a symptom of Alzheimer's, other forms of dementia, late day confusion.
Oh, shit.
Their agitation may get worse in the late afternoon and evening.
Okay.
So there you go. It is sundowning.
Right. I heard somebody, you know, commented on some things Schittler did, and they said maybe that's what's going on. Who knows? It doesn't matter, right?
So there you go. Sandy Rios.
Lovely.
Being a wonderful
Thank
Christian.
You, Sandy.
Typical.
Yes.
Is here she on making, this Faithless Friday.
Is she making the planet shittier or less shittier?
Oh, well, shittier, of
Oh,
course.
Yes. I think so, too.
I one would argue much of religion has made the world shittier.
Oh my God. Totally, dude.
All right, let's get to Alex Jones here. This one.
All right.
I think Alex Jones has given up. I think.
Yes.
I think he's given up the mainstream. I think he may realize that he's just going to, like Trump, who realizes he's just got his lunatic fucking knuckle-dragging base, and that's all he talks to now.
Eat my dick.
Doesn't care about anybody else in the country except for the MAGA fucking Pepe the Frog avatar, little sad little boys.
So wait, so is Jones now going to cater to people that think there are child molester camps on Mars?
Well, that's it. He had that guy on the other day.
Yeah.
Who claimed that there is there's a colony on Mars that imports used children.
Let me explain.
Used pre-diddled children.
Child molesters. Let me explain something to you. If you're attempting to ship a child from here to Mars.
Yeah.
By the time the child gets to Mars,
called Podesta,
the child is going to be grown.
Yeah, all haired up and stuff. Yeah.
So,
well, but I think they ship them beforehand.
Maybe. Did they cryogenically freeze the motherfuckers?
I think they pork them here.
Yes.
And then, you know, maybe when a hair or two sprouts, then they say off to Mars to be a slave for you.
Jeez.
That's what this guy was saying with a straight face. And Alex Jones is like, well, you know, 90% of those NASA missions are secret.
You never know. He's leaving the door open. The possibility. Yeah. Hey, you never fucking know.
So I think he's given up. He was trying to mainstream for a while. And with the advance of Schittler that helped mainstream him. But I think he's starting to realize that he's just got to go back to chemtrails and Chimera.
It's got to be sad for him, right? Because if somebody like Alex Jones, who's on the fringe and everybody thinks is a loon, he gets a taste of what it would be like to be an accepted celebrity just for a little bit.
Yeah, and then you lose custody of your kids.
Yeah.
And because they play shit you say.
Yeah, dude. You're nuts.
Well, here we go again. Strap it, everybody. From
strap it on, baby.
Yesterday's InfoWars. Alex Jones.
But again, I am in a death battle. People ask how I have this much energy. Megyn Kelly asked me what drugs I was on. And I said, I don't use drugs. She was kind of like, really? You don't? I don't know what that meant, but I thought she was trying to like get me into saying I was on drugs.
I don't know what that meant. Right. I don't know what that meant. It means you look like you're a coked out lunatic.
Yeah, you look like you're on something substantial, dude.
And I said, I don't use drugs. She was kind of like, really? You don't? I don't know what that meant, but I thought she was trying to like get me into saying I was on drugs. Folks, I have hundreds of articles I see every week about human-animal chimeras with no rights. You talked about people you know in research labs. I've talked to
human animal chimeras.
Oh, shit.
With no rights.
Does the chimera have rights, or does the chimera... Is the chimera free, self-aware?
Free the chimera.
Are they self-aware?
Yeah, but I thought you were trying to like get me into saying I was on drugs. Folks, I have hundreds of articles I see every week about human animal chimeras with no rights. You talked about people you know in research labs. I've talked to them too. You see humanoids. They're like 80% gorilla, 80% pig, and they're talking.
80%. You see humanoids that are 80% gorilla or humanoids that are 80% pig. I would say that's what we got in the White House.
Who would you rather be? I mean, if you were like, hey, we're going to take 20% of your DNA, we're going to switch it out with a pig or a gorilla, what do you pick?
A gorilla?
Me too.
Are you kidding me?
Well, a pig, you might have increased mental capacity and or ability, right? But they don't have
gorillas
thumbs.
Are smarter than pigs.
Bullshit.
How dare you?
What about Animal
Farm?
When
was the last time you saw a pig sign languaging?
1984.
It's hard with those cloven hooves.
Not George Orwell, Animal Farm.
Everything looks like V.
Right. They write telepathically. Yeah, they're constantly throwing up the beast, the victory sign.
And this is highly, go ahead. Case Law School in 2006 was hired to develop.
Meanwhile, I don't know who this is, but this guy looks like Cato Kaelin.
How is
He's
he
got
talking?
The long surfer hair. And you know, this is an expert on, this is a guy who agrees that yes, I've seen the pig chimera. I've
80%?
Seen the gorilla chimera.
Can I understand? Listen, for those of you playing along with yourselves at home. Hold on a second. What is the chimera? Just so I, all right. Kate, we're going to need a roll of towels, paper towels, please. What's the chimera?
I like to have children. Children.
What is the fucking
it's
chimera?
It's a human animal hybrid.
That's it?
Or, yeah.
I thought a chimera was
or
a type
it's a
of
bunch of animals like
werewolf.
Sewn together.
Oh God.
Like so it's got a like it's got a like a like an eagle head and a the body of a bear.
Can I
and,
be a chimera parrot?
And the claws of a platypus.
Now they don't have claws. They have like
they have a hooked barb that's
yeah,
got
yeah, they
poison
have barbs.
On
that's
it.
Different.
This is highly go ahead. Case Law School in 2006 was hired to develop law for the future of trans.
Okay.
You sound
the
so
Chiron just totally dude came up And it, this guy, like I said, he looks like Cato Kaelin. He's got the shaggy surfer hair. Yeah.
Is this Trump's doctor?
Dr. Ed Group.
Ed Group, baby. Dr. Group. Dr. Group!
Is who this is. It just came up.
The Chimera. So let's let
our fingers do the walking. Dr. Ooh, yes. Ed Group. Global Healing Center.
Oh, my fucking Jesus Christ.
Look, here's a newspaper article. Quackery is serious business for Dr. Group.
This guy is serious.
How to get rid of parasites with Dr. Ed Group. Oh, well,
that doesn't sound crazy. How do you do it? What do I do?
I
drink charcoal water or some
go
shit.
Go to Amazon, crabdiving.com/Amazon, and buy one of his shitty, stupid moron books.
Buy a chimera on Amazon, crabdiving.com.
Was hired to develop law for the future of transgenic organisms. And they're already here, and we're saying we want to force a debate. What rights are they going to, like, do you get rights as a human if you have 50% DNA?
Dude, like, how much DNA do you have to have in you before you, like, get rights?
Yeah, I got some DNA. Hey, what? Right, that's a good point.
Now, if this was actually happening,
yes,
I would concur that we probably have to have a discussion about the rights of animals. I personally think that animals should have more rights, like no animal testing and
that. Hear that, Kate? Kate, but if you, what do you think she looked like, Kate, as a chimera?
With what? What are we mixing her with?
Human.
Oh, God.
That would be fucked up. Maybe.
Imagine that.
Kate, what do you want to be mixed with? Let me know.
It should be a woman who's sitting around licking her pussy all the time, her own vagina. That's what she does.
Like, what are the rights that are going
to
be?
We need to make this illegal. This needs to be illegal.
It needs to be.
They're
illegal.
Talking about making it illegal to make child pedophile robots. Okay.
He's you know what he's talking about there. It's
child pedophile
real dolls
robots
that look like little kids that you could then supply to your friendly neighborhood pedophile. And maybe keep them from a diddle and a real kid. I find that unlikely, but
yes, it's all fucked up. I don't know how that
make that illegal. But
wait.
What about?
I'm sorry. He's suggesting having a chimera like a.
He's horrified, Ryan.
Chimera robot.
That they're talking about banning Diddle Me Elmo.
Yes.
Or whatever kids that look like real kids.
Right.
That you can.
A robot
use
child.
Their orifices.
What is that like?
They're talking about banning that, but God damn it, they're not talking about banning real chimeras.
Wasn't that the storyline of that sitcom Small Wonder back in the 90s? This little robot kid.
I don't remember.
He was a chimera.
Was she fully functional, that kid?
Yes.
I remember.
I don't know.
The robot on Star Trek was
Bishop.
Data was fully functional. He fucked some people.
Bishop was aliens. Data was
Star Trek.
Next Generation.
Yes. And he could fuck.
You know, I got an argument with somebody about this last night, and I was in the wrong, yelling on a microphone about Bishop was in Star Trek. God damn it!
I like to eat!
Yeah, come on. Chimera. Is Alex Jones a chimera? Yes or no?
About the human spliced with animals. I mean, this is beyond pedophilia. Why is this illegal? Why is glyphosate?
Beyond pedophilia, by the way.
Okay, well, listen, you don't know.
I don't know.
What if I'm walking down the street and all of a sudden somebody chimeras me?
Well, pedophilia exists.
What if I'm...
Is why this is wrong.
What if somebody makes me part gerbil? What then? What about that?
Well, I don't think you can... I think you're born a chimera. I don't think.
Oh, okay.
I don't think they're snatching people off the street and turning them into like a panda.
You know the whole thing. You know all the chimera rules or something. You're a chimera expert.
Why? It grows cancer.
Colors legal.
I mean, undebated that glyphosate grows cancer.
You want to make the biggest.
It's like Miracle Grow for cancer.
Exactly. To health the healthcare system. You want to like look. This is ridiculous.
Okay, I'm done. The early part was the funny part.
Wait, are chimeras going to be covered under Trump care? Yes or no?
I think Alex is arguing yes. I can't believe this is it. What kind of rights are these people going to have?
Well, you know, I mean, it's interesting.
He's losing his mind. He's waving his hands.
Yeah.
He's all upset about this.
He's more, you know, this is true. He is more accepting of the Chimera?
Sure.
Whatever. Than Syrian refugee children running from ISIS. He has more sympathy in his heart for a chimera, whatever, than children that actually are on this planet.
Right.
Chimera.
Unreal.
Oh, I love it.
I
could talk about this shit all day. So chimera is not necessarily human and a donkey. It could be a donkey. Okay, then a chimera is a Libra. A lion / zebra.
Libra's the scales.
Oh, is it?
Oh.
What am I talking about?
I thought you were talking about the Libra.
A drebra.
The astrological.
A donkey and a zebra.
Oh.
Or a horse.
What
about that?
Those are hybrids.
How is a liger not a Libra?
I don't know.
Is a lion and a tiger. So you're telling me that's not a fucking Libra?
You know, we can look up the word chimera.
What about a dat? You know what a dat is?
I know in Dungeons and Dragons that a chimera was a beastie.
Bestiality.
The chimera was, according to Greek mythology, a monstrous fire-breathing hybrid creature of Lycia in Asia Minor, composed of the parts of more than one animal. It is usually depicted as a lion with the head of a goat arising from its back and a tail that might end with a snake's head.
Oh, what a horrible appendage. Could you imagine? I got a snake as a tail. That's a good one. What do I do with that?
Extra tongue.
Well, yes, sure. That's a silver lining. But is the snake in opposition to my life?
Well, no, I think it's all one dealio.
Hey, by the way, did you hear about that guy in Thousand Oaks in California that had like animal control came to his house with a search warrant, 17 million crocodiles in a pool in the back, a myriad of fucking spitting cobras, shit tons.
His neighbors must be thrilled.
Oh, well, they called the police. There were cobras coming in and out of his fucking yard. And he even had a storage facility off-site with a bunch of other lizards and bullshit.
What a fucking asshole.
What a dickhead.
So I can't listen to any more of these two morons, but there you go. Alex Jones and Dr. Ed.
Is it true? Is his name Dr. Ed?
Yeah, Dr. Ed, whatever the hell I just looked up. Dr. Ed.
That's a toss off to the most famous chimera in history. Mr. Ed, part human, part horse. How do you explain?
What part was human?
The part that fucking talked, dude.
Maybe he got screwed. They gave him a human dick. He's like, God damn it, I'm a horse and you give me a human dick?
This is what makes me a chimera? Fuck this. I want to be a gorilla kitten. I want to be a gritten, a gitten. By the way, a dat is a dog and a cat.
Okay.
Chimera, baby.
There you go.
Chimera all
day.
It
is.
Alex Jones is like, who's in today? His fucking poor ass assistant is like, oh, we're going to have the chimera guy in there again. He's like, ah. Oh. Or maybe he's happy. I don't know.
This guy, too, is like a cartoon character. I'm not kidding when I say he looks
Mr.
like
Ed.
Cato Kaelin. He's got that surfer blonde hair down to his shoulders. Like, hey, dude, like, what? You know.
A chipmunk and a donkey.
Yesterday, we also played a little bit of the Jim Baker show.
Fuck you.
Yay. Where...
oh, my God.
Lori Baker, where... we learned that Jim Baker said that there should be a class action lawsuit filed against all the anti-Trumpers.
And is that when she said yay?
I don't remember the exact moment she said yay.
Fucking amazing moment in that whole clip. He said something. And
I
then
remember
she
it
says,
here. Wait, I found it. It's at the 17-second mark.
Yes, awesome.
Hold on.
The Supreme Court ruled in his favor.
Yay.
The Supreme Court ruled in Trump's favor is what Jim was talking about.
Yay. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. She's a chimera. There's no way she's not.
Yay.
Oh my God. Damn.
So
it's Jim Baker, honestly, he just sits there and he just throws Xanax at her face.
That's why
her
she
mouth
was,
every now and then.
I said she ran across a stray Xanax in her purse at that moment.
Stray Xanax.
Oh, yay.
Wouldn't you keep her drugged up?
Yeah. That's what she's into.
Oh, yeah, whatever. She could. She is not tolerable sober is my point. She's a loon.
She's high on Jesus, Ryan.
No, okay. My mistake.
Well, but she, like many, went from one addiction to another.
Jesus is, in fact, the most famous of all chimeras.
There's a lot of people that go from a drug addiction or alcohol addiction or whatever to Jesus.
Hey, listen. Explain to me how Jesus ain't a chimera, dude.
I would argue one addiction to another.
Right. Jesus is a chimera, human and Holy Spirit.
Totally.
Go fuck yourself.
With great abs.
Baby, I'm a chimera.
He's like a really skinny, scrawny guy with the abs of a Pilates expert.
Can Jesus honestly, does he, that's a good one. Can he shoot shit out of his fingers or anything like that?
Who?
Jesus! Does he have any powers?
Wine. Well, I don't know where the wine comes
from.
What
do you do with that?
Like, say you're, when he made all that wine, you know.
You're fighting
where
Superman.
Where did it come from?
Superman's busting out the heat vision. I throw wine at him. That sucks. And I got to find water to turn it into first. You know. That's the shittiest power ever. Oh, wait. Here's the other one he has. Forgiveness. Ooh, real scary, that one.
So the guy that was talking with Jim Baker and Lori at this moment, when he said that people are literally trying to strip the power from Trump. Remember, how dare they pass that resolution in the Senate that said, or in the House that said, they're taking away his war power, that ambiguous 2001, we're going after terror bullshit.
No one
authorization
is,
of force.
No one's stripping the power of any white person in the White House, say, or any GOP mother.
They're trying.
Well, they're not, though. I mean, they're in power.
But they should, right?
Yes,
that's what the balance of powers is.
But they have the GOP. That the GOP has the Senate, the House, and the presidency. I mean, no one should be worried about the power of white people. Actually, we should all be worried about that. It's very
so. They describe him at Right Wing Watch as a pro-Trump prophet, Frank Amedia.
That's so stupid.
This is the guy that was talking yesterday.
Pro-Trump prophet. Fuck you.
Well, here was another clip from that same show.
Eat my dick!
Where almost as crazy as what we just heard from fucking Alex Jones.
Fuck you, Kamara!
Here is Frank Amedia telling how apparently he's getting messages from God. Not him.
Really?
Not Frank. Trump.
Oh, God.
Is somehow receiving messages from the Lord.
I was talking earlier about how God spoke to me. He said, I have given our president a gift. Mm-hmm. He has a gift of wisdom. And people say, well, everything goes wrong. Everything goes right. He's in there. Going into the swamp to clean the swamp. They say, you know, once you.
Yeah, with all those Goldman Sachs guys, you know?
My God.
And all those lobbyists. Get rid of all those evil lobbyists and Goldman Sachs people and put in some Goldman Sachs people and some lobbyists.
I think you put in chimeras rather than these Goldman Sachs people. Oh, yeah, he did.
Those are not full humans in that cabinet.
If Bannon ain't a chimera, I don't know who the fuck
is. Yeah, prove to me Betsy DeVos isn't
chimera.
A human and a rock.
Right. Steve Miller's
going into the swamp to clean the swamp. They say, you know, once you get into that swamp and you're in the alligators up to your whatever.
You're in alligators up to your whatever. Oh, wow. Edgy, edgy humor.
The swamp.
Say pussy.
Clean the swamp. They say, you know, once you get into that swamp and you're in the alligators up to your whatever. They say you forget that your job was to clean the swamp. Well, I don't think he's forgotten. They won't let him forget.
The Lord won't allow him to forget. When I first received that the anointing of God his hand was upon this man in June of 2015.
Jeez.
So apparently he got a telegram or an email from the Lord.
The hand job.
That said,
God was giving a handy to Trump.
The Lord of God is upon
like
him.
Like a Muppet.
He's teabagging his face. Like a Muppet.
His hands up that ancient orange asshole.
But hey, what in the fuck is Jim Baker even talking about, though? It's very confusing. It's odd, isn't it?
And this is the other guy. This is the pro-Trump prophet.
Oh, I know. This dude.
Didn't know him. I wasn't really fond of him. It wasn't like I disliked him. It's just that all we knew of Donald Trump was the press.
Right.
You know, this glamour guy that was living high in New York City, and we didn't really know his wisdom and his understanding.
Oh, God. Oh, God. He just suggested Donald Trump is wise.
Oh, yes.
We didn't know his wisdom. Holy shit, these people are out of their fucking minds.
My fucking God.
And but the Lord said to me, I've given him a breaker anointing. Oh, and man. That's designed.
Yeah.
Lori apparently knows what that is.
She knows so much. She got, you know,
a
Lori.
Breaker anointing.
You think Jim Baker sits around at home when they're having their fucking cornflakes and eating that powdered food, which. No
Which
way
they in, don't. There's no way they eat that slop.
They
eat
that garbage. They sell their idiot followers. Do you think Jim Baker could say, "Hey, last night I fucked a Camaro right in the mouth," and Lori just goes, "Yes." She just She's not even listening.
Yeah.
I agree. Whatever.
She's a cheerleader.
Yeah.
She's Ed McMahon.
What?
She's Ed McMahon. from the old Tonight Show.
She is.
Where he would just agree with everything Johnny said.
All right.
But the Lord said to me, I've given him a breaker anointing. And that's designed from the beginning of time. So, you know, North Korea, you better be on your toes because you're up against a breaker anointing of
right.
God.
Wow.
This isn't about politics.
A breaker anointing of God, which apparently is quite amazing to Lori. Oh, wow. Oh,
does
wow.
Does the director never pipe in and say, hey, can we take that again? Oh. Lori. Quit saying,
God,
yeah.
No, are you kidding me? I would fire anybody who tells Lori to shut up.
Yeah.
So, you know, North Korea, you better be on your toes because you're up against a breaker anointing of
right.
God.
Wow.
This isn't about politics. This isn't government as usual. This isn't even militaristic. God is raised up, as Lance said, Osiris, but it's with a breaker anointing. Anything that God opposes him against, he breaks up.
Yeah.
What is this bullshit? A breaker anointing.
I don't know.
Somehow Trump is turned into the thing
a
from
breaker,
the Fantastic Four.
A breaker anointing.
Anything that runs into him, he breaks up.
What about an ICBM missile right up Los Angeles' asshole?
Like two marriages.
Yes, one cup.
He broke up.
A breaker anointing.
He broke up the Republican Party. He blew out 17 of them and blew out the whole establishment.
What did he do? Yeah.
He broke up the Democratic Party.
It's amazing.
He broke up the news media. Everything that comes against him, he has a hammer against.
Yeah.
And so I'm telling you, North Korea, you better stand down because you're up against the breaker anointing of God.
Wow.
Woo. Oh. Woo. Wow.
So fucked up.
You better watch out, you North Korean bastards. You're up against a breaker anointing from God.
Can we have some concern for Lori's health? Because this is if you want to, I'm making the exact noise she's making.
God, I wish I was as I was as empty-headed as Lori and found so much wonder in every little syllable that somebody says.
But the noise she's making is not a healthy noise. Blah, yeah.
She apparently did a lot of drugs in her youth.
Blah. God, she's a
against
chimera.
The breaker anointing of God.
Wow.
Didn't she have like 8 abortions or something? And I'm not exaggerating.
Right.
It's multiple. Like it. She's
8 abortions.
She's claimed to have, I believe.
Wow.
Which is okay. That's her choice.
Right.
That's her right.
Gotta be excited.
He's actually made it so he doesn't really need the press.
He creates his own press.
That's right.
You know, it's really at the point where I'm not listening to what any of these people are saying. I'm just waiting for Lori to.
I don't know what this fuckhead is talking about. And you know what, dude? It doesn't fucking matter because it is garbage.
So he doesn't really need the press.
He creates his own press.
That's right.
that 39 million people get his message immediately.
That's it.
How brilliant.
How brilliant.
And they continue to criticize something.
We have a president.
Shut up. Stop saying what I'm saying.
Just say, yeah.
Stop repeating what I'm saying.
You know what she sounds like? She sounds like old animated Popeye. Like, whoa.
Made it so he doesn't really need the press.
He creates his own press.
That's right.
He 39 million people get his message immediately.
That's it.
How brilliant.
How brilliant.
And they
how
continue brilliant. To criticize something.
We have a president who talks to the people on the.
He's a little slurry, too. Wait, what, did you notice Jim Baker?
Yes. No, no.
Maybe they dip into the same bowl as they're leaving to head into the studio.
Jim has often seemed drunk to me. I think Jim's a drinker, and I think Lori's a pill popper. What do you think about that?
Allegedly.
I don't know.
The same crazy device that they do?
To everybody.
Now, isn't that dumb? Isn't it dumb to have a president who can talk to the people with a machine in all everybody's pocket or purse, right?
It's so awesome.
He's not dumb. No. God spoke to me in the night.
It's so awesome.
And listen to Jim Baker getting everything back on track. God spoke to me last night.
Me, yeah.
Oh, my God.
And don't forget, you got to buy some dried potato soup.
Their show is just going off the rails at this point. Do you hear it? Like, I don't even know what the fuck they're talking about.
Again, like we talked about, I think it was yesterday. I can't imagine.
For previous episodes of Crab Diving, go to crabdiving.com.
Especially looking in the studio at the demographic.
White? Are they white, Pat? Are they white? What are they? Are they old and white?
White as fuck.
Oh, shit.
And old as fuck. And I'm not exaggerating. With every audience shot, I swear, nobody's below 65.
Are you telling me?
And I'm not hyperbolating.
Are they have they almost exhausted their own personal life batteries per Schittler?
Well, yeah.
It's sad.
Yeah.
Nah. Said, I gave the president a gift.
Yes.
Of wisdom. It's not of himself, but I've given him wisdom. Do you believe that?
I absolutely believe that.
You've known the president. You've been with him. You know, but here's the thing.
What is she saying?
Shut up! God damn it!
Somebody just hit her with a blow dart full of like...
Somebody tranked her, yeah.
Hey, give her another shot of morphine.
Most politicians tell you what you want to hear. You...
Unlike Trump?
What?
Who told all you ninnies what you want to hear. That's why you are moisting in nethers for him.
Wow.
Said the other day that you believe he's a true shooter, and there's reasons why. Do you remember? Yes. Do you remember that?
Yes. First of all, if you have wisdom.
First of all, Baker needs to. It's got that. Is that an old man thing? I don't remember.
I don't know. We might, because
Pat Robertson, it's an evil old Christian thing.
Yeah.
Because Pat Robertson does the same thing. Remember, Pat Robertson's always like,
I think this guy is just choking on his own bullshit. I think this is God making him choke for being such a fucking wacko.
Gargling on the blood of the virgins they sacrifice.
Well, he might, you know.
Good luck trying to find
this. Is a
virgin.
Yes. This, I think this is a sign of his chimeriness.
Wisdom, it comes with discernment. We know discernment's a gift of God.
Yes.
So this man has had discernment since he was born, and he's honed that skill. When I've been in his presence, it's as if his eyes look right through me.
Listen to this deification of this charlatan shitbag.
His
pussy grabbing asshole greedster.
His eyes look right through me because he is
not looking at you because he's doesn't give a shit about you. Nobody else exists in the universe.
You're dealing with
except Trump.
A breaker anointment, right? Is that what
well,
it is?
Sure.
An anointment breaker.
And he's studying your eyes, your face. And
no,
some
he's
people
not.
Think he's impetulant.
No, he's not.
Because
yes.
he
wait, here's what he's studying.
Wait.
If the only thing he studies when he's looking at other people, titties. That's it. I guarantee you. He looks at titties.
What does impetulant mean?
I thought he said petulant. Impetulant might be a word.
Oh, maybe he...
You fucked up. Like when I say irregardless, that word doesn't exist. At least some people say it doesn't.
I thought he said impetulant, but anyway, you know what we can do?
Studying your look eyes, your face, and some people think he's impetulant.
Impetulant! What the fuck does that mean? I want to know. Irregardless of context.
It's not a real word. There's petulant, but...
Impetulant exists. It auto-completed.
But he doesn't... Impetulant means... It would mean not petulant.
Impetulant so, versus petulant.
But if he's saying some people say the president is impetulant... No, he's petulant. He's a petulant little whiny piss baby. Wah, 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 wah. Hillary, Obama.
Yeah.
Hillary, Obama, Obama.
Studying your eyes, your face, and some people think he's impetulant because he steps ahead. So he gets bored with the idle talk.
So they're excusing the fact that this is a, this, he has the attention span of a hummingbird on meth.
Yes.
And they're excusing his shitty behavior.
Yes.
That he's so far ahead of us, Ryan.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That's why he doesn't pay attention to what you're saying.
He's double anointed.
Or he's not listening.
He's a breaker anointment. He's evolved, dude.
These people are heinous. They're heinous idiots. Sack lickers.
Yeah.
That is nonsense. And that's why he'll tweet and say something like, and put names on people.
Yeah.
Which I sort of like. A lot of names have been put on me.
Yeah.
But he gets out front because he doesn't want to waste his time.
Right.
And that's his management. He discerns. And so your question was, you know, does Donald Trump really think things through and how is it moving? I believe he receives downloads that now he's beginning to understand come from God.
He's getting downloads from the Lord.
Is that like, do you remember that movie, The Matrix, starring Keanu Reeves and
Blue Pill, Red Pill,
Neo and all that shit?
He was Neo.
Right. He was Neo. He was...
Keanu Reeves was Neo.
Lawrence Fishburne was...
Morpheus.
That's right. Okay. So, like, when Keanu Reeves wanted to learn how to drive a helicopter, pilot a helicopter...
Right.
He just got the fucking download...
Right.
...into his brain. Is this what they're talking about? That sort of shit?
Apparently, from the Lord. Trump is getting downloads that he's just now beginning to understand are from the Lord.
Oh, shit. God.
There was an awakening that happened in him in this election.
Fuck you.
And this humbling that happened to him.
Ooh, God, yes. Watch the fucking... humbling. Not the fucking... Watch The Handmaid's Tale. These people. These are the people.
They're nuts.
These are the people that take over the country in The fucking Handmaid's Tale.
Oh, my God.
Terrifying loons like this. And they're deifying Schittler.
We got a vice president who's crazy as fuck.
Yeah,
who won't meet with a woman that's not his wife in private, because why? I guarantee you, Schittler will. He's fine with that. I mean, you know.
Because he likes to be alone with men.
Oh, yes. Mother.
Right after I prophesied on your program in October that what would happen on election night.
Right after I prophesied.
Uh-huh. I remember.
Right? Then all of that stuff came out, that garbage. And most of the body of Christ was shaking. And we know he had some humbling moments. I rejoiced because the prophecy I gave him in Super Tuesday in Ohio, as he was getting on his plane after we were done with the rally, I said, Mr. President, the Lord says that if you will humble yourself before God, you're going to be the next president. You already won the nomination.
When did that happen?
God, fuck by the way. This guy.
When did Trump humble himself before God?
Oh,
I missed that.
Right after he made fun of that reporter who was disabled.
Oh, right,
with the deal.
Now, remember, he hadn't won it yet. I said, that's a given. It's the next step. If you humble yourself before God, not man, before God. Mm-hmm. So I was looking for that humbling event. And I kept saying, when's it coming? When's it coming? And when that came, I grabbed my wife and I rejoiced. I said, God's humbling him now. Nobody.
He's talking about the pussy tape.
Yes.
I think that's what he's talking about. I think he's talking about the pussy tape. We were waiting for that humbling. And when the Lord released that TMZ tape or whatever.
So
Access Hollywood.
So is he
these people are nuts.
Is he not saying Trump is responsible for telling Billy Bush that
He wanted to grab some pussies?
No, the Lord.
The Lord did
humbled
it.
Him.
So the Lord created that
the
tape.
Lord taped him.
God, he must be anointed as fuck, this, well, this
sure,
Trump.
It's a
jeez.
It's a breaker 1-9 anointing.
We've got a breaker anointment right here.
Nobody can speak peace into him but God. He's been, they've tried to shame him before his family, his children, and the whole nation. Now watch what God will do.
Right.
And look what he did.
And look what he did.
Look what
he
oh, thank you, Lori.
And look what he did. God. And look what he did.
She's like the microphone game.
She's, yeah, she's just fucking stupid. I mean, I say that.
Entertaining as fuck.
Yeah, she's entertainingly stupid.
And we appreciate her.
And thank you, Lori. Thanks for being dumb. We appreciate it.
So God, there you go. A little damn. Bit, another clip from.
You're right.
From the.
She was probably a good parent. Did she have kids? I imagine, you know, lots of encouragement. Well, she had 8 abortions. So, you know.
Well, multiple.
She got rid of them,
I think.
Hey, Lori, and if you did,
I know she
you.
Definitely was into drugs. God, she's admitted that one. I think so, also she may have had an abortion or two.
Oopsie. Thank you, Lori, for not letting more of your children run around this planet.
It's Faithless Friday here on Crab Diving.
Fuck you.
Thanks for joining us. The sovereign state that gave us
yes.
Michelle Bachmann.
Oh, my God. Is this Minnesota?
Minnesota.
Oh, she's from Steubenberg or Steubenville or some shit like that, right? That's her little town.
Well, congratulations to the people of Minnesota.
Yay.
Because as of July 1st.
Yes.
You can now buy alcohol on Sundays in Minnesota.
Oh, my God. But what will Sky God think? Won't Sky God be so disappointed in us? Why? So what? You got to be fucking kidding me. I want to get drunk on a Sunday, on one of my days off, on the fucking weekend. I can't get smashed before I go to my stupid fucking job on Monday. Fuck you.
Opposition to the Sunday ban in effect since 1858.
I'll just leave it in place, idiots. Just go ahead. Why change it now, fucknuts? Why now, really?
Opposition to the ban began to snowball in recent years, thanks in part to the support of newly elected lawmakers responding to overwhelming public support. Ooh. Everybody's like, this is dumb.
We want to buy beer on Sunday because, number one, we're adults. And number two, this is America, dickhead.
Says the law was overturned in March by bipartisan majorities, though not without drama. Apparently, there were some ninnies squealing bloody murder.
Fuck you. Fuck you and fuck your stupid fucking religion. I want to have a beer. Shove your Jesus up your asshole. No offense.
But they're allowing cities to opt out.
But see that.
So a city can vote no alcohol for you.
But see that. That doesn't help the people needs to fucking help. Because then all these dickheads will be like, okay, guys. I don't think you can handle it. Now you got to drive. Now you got to drive to go get your booze.
But they also say that the pressure will but then be on the towns because the town that says, well, fuck that. We're going to make some money on Sunday.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Is where everybody's going to drive to.
Yes.
So you're going to hurt the businesses in your own town.
Right. People, listen, on this medical marijuana bullshit, states decide that, right? Like, if you're a little municipality within a fucking state, and you're like, hey, we're sane people. We want to legalize this fucking weed. You can't unless it's legalized by the state in which you fucking live. How's that if you can get around these stupid in Georgia, I don't know why they called it this, but when businesses weren't allowed to be open on Sunday, this went on for a long time. It's called the Blue Law.
Blue Law, that's what this says here in the article, too.
Where does that come from? The term blue balls, or is it just blue? Blue for what?
I don't know.
Who gives a fuck? Who gives a fuck?
BLEW when you drink too much and
you blue?
Suck somebody off you don't want to.
We need some blue laws.
You wake up and have to gargle.
I keep blueing. gargle. I need a good gargling after yesterday. God. Gosh.
Fred, who's 25, was one of the first in line to buy a keg of beer.
Hey, good for you, Freddy.
He said it feels as if a freedom has been lifted.
Yes.
doesn't make sense either.
Well, what do you want from Fred? He's buying beer. Leave him alone.
It says at first, Oh, I guess somebody, I don't know, some bar started defying, some liquor store started defying the ban, and that's how it eventually
it's fucking got ridiculous.
Overturned.
You guys are pioneers. Good for you.
I'm trying to see about the opposition.
Have you ever been to Minnesota?
Sure, a lot of times.
Imagine living there and not being able to drink for one day out of the fucking week, or at least not being able to buy booze. That is a deal breaker.
I think I kind of remember that. I remember going camping and being like, well, make sure we get extra because tomorrow we're not buying any.
We ain't got any beer. Yeah. And we're in Minnesota. This is a breaker anointment.
I'm trying to see about the opposition here.
Yes.
I'm quickly reading through. But anyway.
Like why you would be against it? I'll tell you why. You're some dumb Jesus fuck.
Paul Kaspar Kapzak.
Fuck you, Kapzak.
Executive director of the Minnesota Municipal Beverage Association opposed ending the ban.
You represent people that sell booze and you oppose selling booze on Sunday? You hate making money?
He said, the vultures are already circling. No. We've got the grocery and the convenience store people already starting to say, hey, maybe we shouldn't have 3.2 beer anymore. Maybe we should have something stronger.
Yes.
Oh, no.
Do you know why you need something stronger in Minnesota? Because I imagine at times it sucks to live in your state, especially when it's like negative 20 outside. Now, I can't get a beer on Sunday. Please suck my balls promptly.
Listen to this. All of a sudden, they want to sell Chardonnay with the Cheerios and they want to sell beer with the chicken. And then we have a problem. Well, you're an adult. I want to buy beer with the chicken, you fuck.
And number one, well, yes. And all the numbers, you fuck. So what? What does it matter if the Chablis is next to the fucking Cheerios? And I don't know that that would be the case because Chablis, you got to chill that shit. And Cheerios, you do not, dick face.
Concern among some is that the law will increase overhead for small family-owned stores by forcing them to stay open on Sundays to compete.
Then don't stay open.
If I don't want to sell because of Jesus, how am I going to compete with the evil demon worshippers who are selling alcohol on Sunday?
Now listen, I don't have a grasp of economics, and I don't have the understanding of our bit of capitalism like, say, a Rick Perry would. But I would think that if you were a mom-and-pop store and you weren't open on Sunday now, but then all of a sudden on Sunday you were the only ones not open, and then Monday you were open again, how would that change?
Fucking asshole Christians trying to cram their bullshit on us
but
yet again.
Yeah, but that wouldn't change anything.
Everybody else has to stop selling because we don't want to.
Don't sell!
But that's what these pissy, whiny Christo bitches are crying about.
And if you have, oh my God, if you have a convenience store and you're selling fucking Reese's Pieces and you're selling gummy bears and you're selling just all this garbage,
right.
You're selling cigarettes for fuck's sake. You're selling rolling papers, selling all this shit. Now, all of a sudden, your little ninny stupid ass can't sell beer on Sunday. I mean,
amazing.
What the fuck? What the fuck? Everybody's so fucking stupid.
So there you go. Congratulations. Welcome to the 19th century.
Congratulations, Minnesota.
Minnesota.
For those of you that live there and you can't buy shit to get fucked up with on Sunday, I feel for you. I'm glad this law happened. You need it. Your state can be miserable as fuck at times.
We've got another lurch forward.
Lurch.
Let's call this progress.
Oh, yes.
This one is even more bizarre. And it's all religion.
Oh, God damn this, you guys.
This is in Utah.
Nine!
The state that gives us Salt Lake City and Mormons and shit.
Now, you name a Osmonds. Worse state to live. And I name me a worse state than Utah.
Alabama.
No, absolutely not. There's a coast.
Utah is a big salty lake.
There's no way. I'm sorry. I will not take any pushback that Utah would be the shittiest place on the planet to live in America. That's got to be the worst state.
Mississippi?
A coast, again. They have a coast, and it's cheap. I don't know that Utah's cheap, and it sucks. You've got You know those weird cultist Mormons running around.
I've been through.
Let me introduce you to my.
But I don't believe I've ever, you know, done more than gotten gas. At,
yeah, you didn't. You never talked to anybody's ill, socially awkward sister wives.
No.
God damn.
So the Utah has now finally gotten rid of a moronic law.
Fuck you.
And again with alcohol. This one.
Yes.
On as of the first.
Right.
They have gotten rid of what they call the Zion curtains law.
Beef curtains. Zion curtains. The Star Trek thing?
Restaurants.
Yes.
In the state.
Boo.
Have been forced to put up glass barricades.
What?
At the bar.
What do you mean?
Frosted glass covering the preparation of the demon alcohol.
Oh my, I can't.
This makes no fucking sense. So
Do I understand this?
Again, we haven't evolved much past.
So you're making
shit flinging apes.
So you're making a daiquiri, and I'm gonna drink this fucking daiquiri. But Jesus,
they
said,
sell them.
Jesus said, "I can't watch you make it."
Oh, the children! We don't want the children watching the evil spirits being mixed.
How thoroughly do I roast in hell because of this? You know,
These barricades were up to prevent customers from seeing the blasphemy that is the bartender preparing drinks because Mormons don't do alcohol.
Okay.
They called it sarcastically the Zion Curtains Law. That wasn't the real name of it.
Oh, it's insane though. But a Mormon can't even watch a drink being mixed. God, so fucking why?
Restaurant owners hated it. The one restaurant owner said over the last 2 years, this has probably cost us $350,000 in sales because nobody wants to sit at a bar where there's this weird, creepy glass barrier between you and the bartender.
I don't.
Because some loony God botherers somehow believe that that's going to grease them into heaven easier.
So what happens?
By not looking over and glancing at your Mai Tai being mixed.
Is it booze or is it alcohol? Is it booze or is it beer and wine as well?
It's everything.
So what if
they don't want to watch it being poured? Apparently, it's okay once it gets to the table.
What if a beer commercial
comes on? And Granny can throw it down. What?
What if a beer commercial comes on TV? Is it just live? That you can't. God, you're the Mormon shit. God, I don't mean to judge, but Jesus Christ, you guys are fucking.
So now they've changed it. It says as part of a compromise, Zion curtains have been replaced by a sort of Zion DMZ. Demilitarized zone.
Yeah, I get it.
Children are now forbidden from sitting within 10 feet of the bar area.
Because,
it's all about the children, Ryan. Children can't witness a white Russian being mixed up.
White Russian. You know, people must, in Europe, they must look at our country and they must think, holy God, in fucking heaven, what is wrong?
The rule has been a longtime thorn in the side of Utah's restaurant industry, which has long complained forever that the barricades can be ugly and awkward. Point out that children can still see customers drinking the alcohol once it goes to the tables.
Okay, so what? What the fuck? They're not drinking it. They're just seeing it being consumed. Which I'm not a scientist, but I don't think that's how you get drunk or fucked up from booze.
You're spewing logic in the face of religion, which by definition is illogical.
Oh, yes. How fucked up is all this shit?
One critic of the laws wrote, protect the children from seeing booze as they wait for their 1,200-calorie chili cheese fries to be delivered to the table.
All right. That's so fucking right. You can eat all the chili cheese fries you want, but I can't watch a highball being mixed up, shake and stir.
Over here at the Friendly Atheist blog, they say, why were these walls up in the first place? Is there anyone who goes to a bar who doesn't understand how bartending works?
Yeah, that's a good point.
Has anyone not seen a mixed drink before?
Good point.
Who thinks it's okay to visit a bar, but then draws the line at seeing drinks being made?
I don't know. This is so weird.
It's some of the dumbest shit I've ever heard.
I mean, the thing is, it would be different if the Mormon said, hey, listen, I don't want to be in a room with booze. Now,
you're welcome to not show up there, but yes. Don't tell me
I can't see it.
Yeah, right. Don't tell me I can't have a business. It's ridiculous.
How the fuck do I have to be sensitive about what your eyes fall upon?
Welcome to American religion.
Do I get fined if I don't have a fucking glass wall up over my gut?
You would before.
Over my blender?
There was a law. Protect the children, Ryan, from watching you mix your drinks.
But if I'm making a virgin margarita, that's fine. How would you know?
How dare you?
You gotta have faith.
How dare you?
As the late, great George Michael, you gotta have faith. You gotta have faith. You gotta have faith.
How fucking ridiculous.
it's so stupid.
So as Minnesota joins the 19th century, apparently Utah is crawling into the 18th. Maybe.
But they don't the glass wall's down, but now they have a partial barrier, correct?
No. But kids have to sit 10 feet away.
And really, if somebody's listening to this story and they live in the Paris, they must think, God damn, you Americans are fucking stupid. You must be Chimeras, all of you. I'm a chimera. Go fuck yourself.
It's amazing.
I don't know.
I'm almost speechless because at the moronitude of this law.
I mean, congratulations for Minnesota. I can't imagine you walking around there on a Sunday. It's cold as fuck. You're like, oh my God, I would love some booze just to drink the Minnesota away, but I can't because it's Sunday. Now that person, they're okay. They're still fucked up in Utah.
Yes.
Whatever.
Look, there was an arson at an LGBTQ center.
Okay.
That serves African Americans in Texas.
Great. You gotta put an end to this fucking homophobia. Stop tolerating it. Don't let your friend say the F word unchecked, motherfuckers. Don't do it.
This is in Dallas, the Abounding Prosperity Center in South Dallas, there was extreme damage to the facility.
Damage.
Took firefighters about an hour. Firefighters.
Firefighters?
That's quite a superpower.
Sounds like somebody's got a party trick.
I'm firefighter.
Right.
Took about an hour to extinguish the blaze, as they suspect was intentionally set.
By an arson.
Ironically, at the rear of the building.
It's not funny.
That's horrible.
Yes.
So somebody set fire to an LGBTQ center.
God damn it.
In Texas.
I fucking hate this shit. You know, the thing is,
we don't have any other information, but one could surmise.
But what do we do? Because when this would happen, when Barack Hussein Obama from Kenya, gay, was our president, he would come out on television and say, hey, we can't tolerate this against our LGBT brothers and sisters. They're part of our community. We have to stand up for them. This is wrong.
Yes.
So what do we do? Is Hitler going to say that?
No.
So we have to, or someone has to. Is there an adult? Do we have an adult in our government?
We do not.
Motherfucker.
Not right now. Not in charge.
I would rather have a chimera as president.
We might have one.
We don't know.
Who the fuck knows what is mixed in with him?
He's a small-handed squirrel hybrid.
Crab diving follow-up. Now that we have moved deep within the
deep
bunker here in Pensacola, yes. Florida.
Fuck you.
We have been following the local story of a giant fucking monstrous cross.
Oh, yes, please. I love it.
Sitting
more
in the Bayview Park.
Deeper.
That is on city land.
Oh, yes.
And therefore unconstitutional as fuck.
Don't tell me that someone sold the little square of land in which this cross is shoved.
Well, they've been trying.
That's bullshit. I want it gone.
A couple of weeks ago, a district court judge ruled that the giant monster's cross on city property is unconstitutional, had to come down within 30 days.
Eat my dick. Yes.
There was a group that was offering to buy the little plot of the land on which the cross sits, turning it into private property, allowing that bullshit to stay.
Ooh.
But the city hasn't done that yet.
Yes.
Because now they're appealing.
Oh, okay.
They're going to cost some taxpayer money and appeal.
Perfect. Perfect.
The Freedom From Religion Foundation,
okay,
along with the American Humanist Association, are explaining why this is a horrible decision upon the part of Pensacola.
Right.
The city's decision to appeal seems to have been bolstered by the offer of the Beckett Fund for Religious Liberty to represent it for free.
Samuel Beckett?
Unfortunately, taxpayers will still be on the hook for the legal fees of the Freedom From Religion Foundation and the American Humanist Association when they win. So they're saying, well, we're getting free lawyers, so why not just appeal? They don't realize that the Humanist Association can and has and wins,
yes,
their own legal fees. They make the offending person or the offending group,
which is the city,
pay their legal fees, so, which is taxpayers. So when they win, not only will the they have to remove that ridiculous cross,
yes,
at taxpayer expense,
bully,
but they're going to also have to pay the legal fees of the evil baby-killing atheist lawyers.
Hey, dickheads, when you go vote for these Republicans, doesn't shit like this cross your mind? Doesn't it bother you that they're using your money to defend something that is clearly indefensible? We all know how this shit ends. The Ten Commandments, a big cross up my ass, gets removed. Go fuck yourself. So stupid.
In his original ruling,
it's pointless.
Judge Roger Vinson,
yes,
who I could be wrong, but I think was a Bush appointee. Like, I don't even think it was an evil Obama deep black stater.
Canyon.
In his ruling, he said, quote, the mayor has said that he does not want the cross taken down specifically because he hopes there will, quote, always be a place for religion in the public square, which is essentially an admission that the cross has been sustained for a religious purpose. So
yes,
the judge said, you're dumb.
Right.
Mayor even says it's religious.
He's making your point, which is amazing.
He says, I'm aware there is a lot of support in Pensacola to keep the cross as is, and
so
I understand and respect that point of view, but the law is the law.
I.e., go fuck yourself, seriously.
This is not a borderline case, which is what some of the Christianists are trying to say.
It's a giant cross!
Indeed, based on the undisputed facts, for i.e., the nature of the Latin cross, its dedication at Easter sunrise service.
What does Easter have to do with Jesus?
And the mayor's statements.
Right.
The Bayview cross clearly has a primarily, if not exclusively, religious purpose.
Go fuck yourself.
The judge.
Pack up your knives. Go home. You're voted off the island. You're not going to be in America's Next Top Model. Fuck you.
So here we go. The officials here, congratulations, Pensacola.
Yeah.
Taxpayers are going to pay some money, and you're going to lose.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. All holes filled, baby, with Jesus right up your ass. I mean, it's so fucking dumb.
Well, yeah.
It's a waste. Is there anything that, what else could you be doing? What else could you be occupying your time with?
I don't know, helping the poor.
Governing. I saw a homeless guy out on the street up there next to the bay. Give that guy some fucking food. Don't defend your cross.
But Jesus.
Yeah, whatever. But black Jesus. What do you think about that?
Well,
what?
You're wrong, Ryan.
No, no. I'm not wrong. I'm a chimera. Meow.
We've got a...
You know, is it true, like, chimeras are like, why don't you hire me and cats? You know, you have these humans dressing up like cats in Andrew Lloyd Webber's Cats. But I don't even need a fucking costume because I'm a cat chimera. Racism.
Yeah. Is that race or speciesism?
You know what? I don't know. We got to fucking figure that shit out. Ethics.
Apparently, late breaking news is that an event that was canceled for lack of interest may be back on.
Okay.
Last year, the Iowa 99 County Bible Reading Marathon.
Oh, fuck off.
I'm sure. How do you
fuck
train?
Off.
How do you train for that?
I don't know. Anally.
Was endorsed by the governor.
You fucking douche. Why don't you read the Quran day all day or some fucking fuck you?
Who in Iowa said he encouraged all Iowans to read through the Bible on a daily basis each year until the Lord comes.
Oh, God. Jesus, when are you getting here? This Bible sucks. I'm at the part where everybody's getting begat.
Sounds like God has coke dick.
Oh, yes. Oh, God just can't fucking
keep working out. Yeah, on a daily basis until the Lord comes.
God, just concentrate on something. Think about groceries.
The reading was started on June 26th. The plan was to continue until volunteers finished the Bible, probably sometime Sunday or Monday.
They're all lying.
But instead, the marathon was cut short.
Yes.
Because there simply weren't enough volunteers.
What? How many do you need? You need one. Just sit there and read it, dumbass.
Her co-captain couldn't work the long hours needed for the two of them to do it alone. There were two.
Work.
There were two idiots.
Work the long hours.
But they can't get enough loons to read their Bible.
No, no, no. You just sit there and read it yourself then, dickhead. Think about Job.
So it says, when you can't find enough Christians in Iowa to take part in a Bible-promoting publicity stunt, you know the religious demographics are shifting.
Oh, God. So, hey, wait a second. That's good news, right? Oh, shit.
That's why I was keeping it till the end. Maybe that's nice. We can end on an upswing here.
Turn that frown upside down, shithead.
And realize that maybe moronic religiosity is on the wane. Fuck, you don't even have to hide your making your daiquiri behind a curtain anymore.
That is Utah. Yeah.
That's
bizarre, man.
Yay.
Bah!
Congratulations to all of them.
Good job, Lori.
Ridiculous.
Your magazine.
Keep your eye out, journalistic types.
Yes.
For fake NSA documents. That was the big news from
Rachel. How the fuck do I know?
Well, I don't think we're on that list, but
we're not getting a fake NSA document.
But
we don't even matter.
Rachel had a long segment last night about how they received what was purported to be an NSA document.
Yes.
Detailing and giving the name of a Trump member of the Trump administration who was flicking his tongue around Putin's prostate.
Ooh.
And
footage of that, or
they did their due diligence and they found all kinds of problems with it.
Yes.
And they're convinced it's a hoax.
Right.
It's not a real NSA document.
Are they able to find the origin of the document?
But the insidious, they're trying. The insidious part of it is that it could be, if you were Trump and Bannon, maybe you would put out some fake documents and then be able to prove them to be fake to discredit whatever media organization might have gone with it and published.
Diabolical.
Might have fallen for it.
That is total chimera bullshit.
So they may be trying to bait some of these media organizations into putting out fake news so that they can then discredit them.
Rachel Maddow is going to look at that document before she starts waving around on her fucking news program. She's not stupid.
Be vigilant.
Yes.
It's an insidious evil that we're up against.
Get woke, motherfuckers.
Thanks for joining us. We'll be back next week, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 every goddamn weekday.
Bam!
Don't forget, we're on iTunes, we're on Stitcher, crabdiving.com. Stay tuned. If you're listening live, listen to a brand new K-Voice, the voice of resistance. Resist!
Viva la resistance! Yes.
Ryan's going to be doing some comedy somewhere soon. Find out where and when. Go to @RatedRComedy on Twitter or Instagram, or go to his website, which is RatedRComedy.com. VileExperience.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at VileExperience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
And we want you to have a good, safe weekend, everybody.
Watch out for chimeras.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving.
Yay!
Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving. And on Twitter and Instagram at Crab Diving.
Yay!
Oh, shut up. Shut the fuck up, too.
Yay!